Blog Talk Radio.
Blah 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 blah. Come on, John. Motherfucker. What's he doing? Here we come, walking down the street, getting the funniest looks from everyone we meet. Hey, we're the monkeys. People say we monkey around, but we're too busy singing to put anybody down. Just trying to be friendly. Okay, this is brutal. 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 Oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God. Any moment now, in just a moment, standing by, welcome to Wake Up 911 Radio. I'm your host, James Easton, my co-host, John Doerr. How are you doing, John?
Okay, Uncle James. Good to be back with you.
It always is good to be back with me.
Absolutely. So, me too.
Absolutely. Everyone always misses John.
That's right. So, everybody in the world asks for Johnny.
They're always asking for Johnny. I'm just jumping on your verbology. That's not even a word. Your lexicon.
Yeah, sure it is.
Verbology.
My languageisms.
Your speakeritisms.
My Johnnyisms.
Your Johnisms.
Yeah.
You don't need the Y. The Y isn't pronounced.
Okay, the Y so, silent.
That's right. The Johnnyisms.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's this guy driving his car around, and he's like fucking vroom, 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 you know, like he's cool or something, but really he's just trying to get the crap out of his muffler.
Right.
Yeah, like
blowing out his heads.
Yeah. So, it's a pretty lull day in the neighborhood, and no false flags, no... nothing going on this side of the world, except maybe on the other side of the world there's a lot going on.
Except for all the dead refugees washing up on Europe's shores, which, you know, I mean, as sad as it is, it's very poignant. They should be washing up on America's shores, too, for all the mass murder everybody's committing. And then they complain that you know, their tourists, you know, have to see unsightly people laying on the streets, you know, because of the government's fucking mass murdering bombing campaign.
Yeah, it's sort of like you can't have one without the other.
Yeah, pretty much. But normal, you know, people don't get that, you know, don't correlate that. It's just an imposition to them. Because they don't understand that their governments are murdering, you know, millions in their names. And God forbid they'd have to deal with all the... refugees fleeing, you know, from persecution, beheadings, death, and, you know, religious fanaticism. that their countries created in the first place, to overtake these countries for their natural resources.
Yes, but, you know, it'd take a fuck of a long time to sail across the Atlantic in a shitty boat with, like, 800 people on it to land on America's shores so that Americans could deal with this kind of thing. You know, imagine they landed just, like, outside of Orlando and there's all these other refugees at Disney World. Wouldn't that be such an imposition to all those tourists who spend money to go ride the rides, and there's some guy who hasn't eaten in days and he's, like, disheveled. And no, that's not what happens, is it?
No.
There's a bit of a sheltering in the dome of idiocy over America and Canada and
England, Israel, and all the Western countries, basically.
I lumped them all together
because they're all in cahoots anyway.
That's the third time I heard cahoots.
Cahoots are everywhere, James.
Yeah.
They're in cahoots to cahoot you.
They're going to get me in the cahoots, man. Watch out.
That's right. Better bring a tub of Vaseline with you.
Cahoots brand Vaseline. So anyways, we had a really good show the other night. It wasn't as good as the first one, I would say. There's more sort of like talking and out of turn, jumping on top of people, playing stuff that didn't need to be played, and it was a different show. I'm looking forward to Doug coming back, so people are like in line. Not in line, but like respectful.
His voice keeps
them in check.
He's the
older
guy. Yeah.
Well, not so much that, as like people are kind of like in respectful of him because they've all heard his stuff, and I think bringing Dave in was not such a good idea. He's not as up on things as everybody else. I had the wrong idea of him. But he did bring up a couple of points that were, you know, valid, that were important to talk about, which were how do you get people to know to figure this shit out? What are the steps you take? And one of the things he does is hand out pamphlets, which is fine.
Right.
That's hard work. And I illustrated that it's even harder dealing with people one-on-one.
But once you turn them, they're solid. So it does have its good points.
Yeah.
As opposed to, you know, hitting mass people, you know, talking to one person at a time shows you your absolute concern and truthfulness.
Well, that is true. I mean,
you know,
when you're dealing with people, there's two prongs to this. If you're dealing with people that know you and have prejudice, it's a lot harder, like family and friends.
Right, fuck family.
If you meet
friends,
someone on
the
street,
into the public, change people's minds where it counts. That's what I say.
There's one thing that I liked about church, there's this point where people stood up and shook each other's hand in the church, like the congregation shook hands with everyone around them. And I thought this was super cool because I'd meet people I'd never met before. And as soon as you shake someone's hand, you're like, there's a connection, right? So I think people need to reach out and start shaking hands and giving hugs and telling people that, you know, hey, brother, I love you. Don't worry about the complexities of the backwards bastardization of the meaning of love. Love means you give a shit. So shake hands, say I love you, brother, sister, because that's what we are. Unless it's your mother and your father.
Right.
And, you know, deep down, mother is earth. But mother gave birth to everyone on earth. And we just have to look at the wild and disgusting acts of heinous crimes against Mother Earth that are paralleling exactly what are happening to the people of Earth. You know, we're being attacked. We're being physically molested and tortured by these powers that be. Your turn.
Yeah, well, you know, that's the bottom line is, we are being, you know, hoodwinked by our governments. In the sense that, you know, they tell us one thing and they're doing the exact same opposite, you know, in reality. And they lie straight to everybody's faces and manipulate people's consciences to believe things that aren't true, allowing them to get away with dastardly crimes, you know, mass murder and pollution and all kinds of stuff. Experimentation on their own people. You know, chemtrails is like a giant science experiment on the entire populace of the world. And I don't remember getting a memo to, you know, consent to that at all.
Me neither.
Right.
That was,
you know,
the biggest atrocity ever.
Right.
I think.
And nobody even bats an eyelash or even talks about it or thinks about it. That's how bad they have you down and have you controlled mentally.
There's some foreshadowing,
you know,
to this.
Right, but I'm saying it doesn't even, like, dawn naturally on people's minds. It shows how dumbed down they are. That, like, you know, you see these things being sprayed every day and nobody says a word. It's just like, oh, it's normal. Well, guess what? It ain't normal. It's anything but normal. And it's killing
evil and diabolical.
Right.
And they're killing us slowly, like, killing
us
softly with chemtrails.
They're total cowards, and this is the best they could come up with. They, you know, they're avoiding, you know, full-on confrontation, so they're doing it chemically.
Right.
Excuse me, through drugs, pharmaceutical drugs, fluoridation in the water, GMOs in the food supply. They're poisoning
right.
the very air you breathe with heavy metals and radioactive materials. I mean, what more do people need? You know, to understand that these people do not represent you. They don't, you know, they don't give a flying shit about you. They want us all to die.
I don't want to die.
Neither do I. But, you know, there's people out there that, you know, believe you're nothing but livestock and you're a worthless eater, taking up space and taking up their natural resources that they have the divine right to over. And, they want the majority of people gone, so there's more natural resources for them. This is what this all boils down to. It's all about natural resources and survival on this planet.
Right.
And they want, that's the reason behind, I don't give a shit, you know, Satanism, all this shit, blah, 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 everything they come up with, you know, Illuminati, this, you know, all that. It all boils down to dollars and cents, natural resources. And, you know, the population of the world, because it's an infinite growth, you know, paradigm they put us in, it can't last forever. It's dwindling down. It's running out. All the natural resources are being sucked up because it's not managed right. It's managed through greed, all of it. The entire world is run through greed, and that can't last. And they want it to last. And the only way they can make that last is by killing a whole bunch of people off, freeing up than, you know, massive amounts of natural resources that they can exploit further than they're exploiting right now and have been all along.
So humanity is expendable?
Absolutely. For these people, yes. Because they own humanity. We're nothing, we're the same exact thing as farm animals are to a farmer. And, you know,
right.
say there was a cow explosion, breeding explosion. What do? They walk around with Winchesters and shoot cows in the head and get rid of them. To cull the herd.
Yeah.
There's no difference. When, you know, you research enough and see the big picture, there is absolutely no difference. And that's what this is all about, is natural resources and control of the planet. Period. End of story.
Well, it's nice that you sum it up in a little package like that. I mean, that's easy
to
digest.
It has to be. Because their intent is to complicate everything, so you just throw your hands up and say, I can't figure it out. When I say,
right.
you know what, that's bullshit. You can figure it out in 5 minutes flat.
Right.
And I just figured it out for you, because all you have to do is look at things with common sense, which the majority of people are null and void of at this point. But I'm not, and I'll stick my common sense in your face 24 hours a day till it wakes you up.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, common sense says that's what this is all about. because all they, you know, what do you think wars are all about? It's all about the resources in these countries that they want for themselves to exploit, to make more power, more money.
Right.
And it's more just, control.
I mean, why would they continue with oil when they could use hemp and they could benefit from hemp?
Right. Solar, tidal, water, wind.
Right.
They have so many options.
But they're like,
and yet
they're all,
yeah, right, because it's a system they already have in place, and they're profiting massively off it. Think about how much gasoline is sold in North America in one day alone.
Yeah, but if
think
let
about
me ask
the amount
this,
of money.
Worthless money is traded for gold. Is that how it works? In the end, how they
right
get
and
their
power,
their...
but money is used to consolidate power.
Okay.
They use their fake creation to buy out people and control
and take
them.
Everything from them.
Right,
take
exactly.
Their land,
real
their,
wealth.
Their everything.
Their real wealth.
Right.
By the manipulation of fake wealth and fake interest and usury, which, yeah, you know, they're really on your side. That's why the Federal Reserve, you know, charges, you know, it costs them 2 cents to print the dollar bill, and they charge the American government, a.k.a. the United States people, a full dollar for it, and then on top of it, they tack on interest. But you're free, right?
Yeah.
There goes your giant bullshit story right in your face right there. And the thing is, you know, I come with all these facts and evidence. Nobody ever has anything, you know, counter to shut it down or disprove it in any way, shape, or form.
No, but John, it's sort of like...
and that's
like,
why I laugh at people, because all they're doing is beating their head against the wall, against the true reality that they don't want to face.
Mm-hmm.
And but has to be faced sooner or later.
That's the thing, is like... we're conditioned also to wait until a crisis to deal with that crisis,
right,
and say to ourselves, never again. And then,
right,
you know, and then it happens again because we always forget what happened the first time.
Right.
Our mind ability, our total recall ability is like limited,
mm-hmm,
to 3 or 4 days or four,
mm-hmm,
years, every election,
mm-hmm,
cycle, every 24-hour news cycle. My personal feeling is people are indoctrinated into a system, and that means they have to be unindoctrinated.
Right.
There's got to be a way to untie the shoelace, and I think what you've done is provided quick and simple, straightforward, common sense answers that everybody needs to hear. It's like,
right,
I hate using the allusion to gold because I don't like gold. I think gold is,
yeah,
a metal that's yellow and shiny, and that's all it is.
Mm-hmm.
But
it has staying power.
It has staying
that's
power,
what gives,
yes,
gold its worth, you know, over thousands of years, it still, you know, stays the same. That's why it's
but
so prized.
But your PlayStation
that's
will
only...
be broken in 3 days or 3 years.
Right. Well, it's made
that,
to break in 3 days.
It doesn't have any staying power. I don't think we need a metal. You know what else has staying power? A marijuana leaf or a bud. If you trade,
right,
buds.
Or a plant or a vegetable.
Or a vegetable, yeah.
Or a truckload of soil.
There you go, a truckload of soil.
Or a lake full of water that's clean and drinkable. Yeah, what a concept.
There you go.
Wow.
People are just milling around, handing good stuff to each other. Oh, it's all good. And, you know, that society would, like, explode with thriving prosperity.
Right, and creation.
In the meantime, what we got now is, like, a fucking brutal goddamn system of like,
right,
people, you know, in welfare lines getting food stamps.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the U.S. population that's homeless, there's more homes for them than there are homeless people. And
right,
so, you know, there's a ridiculous situation that the government isn't even addressing. They're not even looking,
right,
at,
well,
it.
Well, it's on purpose. That's why.
Oh, it's
because
ridiculous.
Because they're making,
like,
money
can...
off those homeless people being homeless. And it's,
no,
also
it's
the scare factor. Homeless people are put in front of the working class people and you know, as a lesson. You know?
Okay.
don't do what I tell you, and this is where you'll wind up, is basically
right.
the lesson. Don't be a good little robot for me, and you know, keep me in opulence, and this is where mm-hmm. you're gonna end up.
We could have like a quiet revolution, you know, where people just stop going to work, and mm-hmm. people stand up against like the scab lines and the trade union or whatever. Like, if someone tries to go to work, you stop them, mm-hmm. and you know, there's nothing illegal about. Well, maybe there is. I don't know. But that's one way to do it. By word of mouth, spread the word. Like, every day at 9:11 in the morning, say, mm-hmm. fuck you. And that's a giant fuck you to the system and the bad guys that run it.
Right.
You know, pass that around. See if it works. If you start hearing fuck you at 9:11 in the morning... You might realize that it's working.
Right.
Just check your watch every morning at 9:11.
And listen for that fuck you.
Well, you got to say it too. Just scream
right.
it, fuck you! Like that.
Absolutely.
No one will do it because they're chicken shit. They're like, oh my God,
exactly.
I don't want anyone to look at me. Oh my God, I'm not going to work.
What will my friends
work.
And family say about me?
Oh, no, what will they say? I mean,
right,
they want
exactly.
us to go down the toilet.
That's what terrifies them even more, is what people will think of them.
I say, fuck what people think.
Exactly, but the majority of people are in the mob mentality, and that's all they
right.
truly care about is what other people think about them. They live externally instead of internally. And this is where they've mind-fucked you and brainwashed you into the position of caring more about what's outside you than what's inside you, where the true power lies.
I'm going to make a meme every day. I'm going to make a meme every day. 9:11 in the morning, say fuck you, period. And then I'm just going to slap that up everywhere, on every page I go to, and
uh-huh.
do it every day. And eventually, it'll get around. And
right.
you know what happens when that happens? The sheep get on board. They're like, oh, they say fuck you. I don't even know why, man, but I'm going to say it too. You know what I mean? The sheep are
yeah.
stupid, but they follow the path of least brains.
Exactly.
So I'm rendering our show, but it's taking
yeah.
forever.
I hear you.
And it is going, but the problem is my computer just poops out, just
yeah.
shuts right off. I don't know what the hell's wrong with it.
Maybe you got too much stuff in it. Should delete shit that you don't need. No, I mean, I have that problem too. I have an old XP computer.
Yeah.
So, you know, I fill it up with you know, pictures and whatever, and, you know, my games and whatever.
Right.
And it just gets to a point where it all goes. So I got to go. I usually just go through my pictures that I download and, you know, have a massive deletion. And, you know, it comes back into sync. It starts working faster and all of that. The less stuff you have on your computer, the faster it works. More RAM you have accessible.
Well, fair enough. I got enough RAM. I got 3
just,
gigs
you know,
of RAM,
right,
and I got several hundred gigs of free space. But I think it's the number of layers I have in the video. It's like I have 6 layers for video. There's... And it's all just text and graphics. It's not video. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know, man.
I hear you.
It's kind of got a cool beat at the start. It's like, wait till you hear it, man. You're going to like it.
Yeah,
you're
going
to like it, boy, whether you like it or not.
You'll still like it.
Yeah. Eat your cock soup and like it.
No thanks, please. Cake or death?
Cock soup, eh?
I'll have the cake, please. Thank you.
Cock soup or cake. Tough choice. Anyway, I think I should make some more shit flavored soups for
okay.
Campbell. Like,
yeah,
sheep
definitely. Shit. You'll be the next Andy Warhol.
Maybe.
You'll be the Andy
Warhol.
Warhol would
his pants if he had Photoshop.
yeah, I'm sure.
His work would be a lot better than it was.
He would have came up with.
Yeah. I mean, I made a couple of Andy Warhol-style images, but Anyways, oh, you know what? My girlfriend is going to do for me for my birthday or Christmas. I don't know which. She's going to take one of my 3D drawings of the towers, and it says 9/11, the biggest lie.
Right.
She's going to get it not engraved, but like printed on metal.
Okay.
I mean, emulsion or whatever the case is, but she says it looks fucking phenomenal.
Yeah, it's like
and,
frosted onto it.
Yeah,
it's sort of like,
I don't know
glass
exactly
frosting. I think they they make a stencil of it and tracer paper or whatever, or and they use like a chemical, you know, like that. And in other words, the stencil glued onto the metal, you know, creates the negative, you know, of the picture.
And then they use an acid bath or whatever.
Right, exactly.
So it's like I'll have a metal picture of the Twin Towers. It's just not on the biggest
right. Well, yeah,
and put it on
awesome
my wall, and I'll be like so fucking proud of myself. Anyway. So last night, 100,000 people. No, sorry. How many?
100 million.
I get lost in these numbers now. Well, it 10,000? Jumped from. No. I think it was just 100.
Okay.
Well, anyways,
still a lot of people.
Yeah, 100. I put up the thing to watch the movie. Maybe it was 1,000. It was at 1,000. Sorry, 939,500 or something. And now it's at 940,500 or something. So it was like 1,000 people watched it. Like woohoo! It's
awesome.
Going back up.
No.
I'm putting up a movie every day, even though they're all accessible. You can watch them all day, every day.
It's a 9/11, the biggest lie marathon.
It is a marathon.
Awesome.
I got more movies than Star Trek, bitch.
Don't fuck with me.
Yeah. And they get better and better as the years go by.
Absolutely.
So let's go over this. There's 9/11, the biggest lie. Number two, number three, which is going out today. Number four, which is a little wacky. Number five was one of my favorites. Number six is not done. Number seven is crazy. Number eight is, number 7.5 is the reveal about Tower 2. And number eight is going to be the whole Fibonacci bit at the end.
Right.
Then there's Physics 9/11. There's 9/11, the biggest lie, 500,000. And there's a World Trade Center narrated by James Easton 1 and 2. And I think there's probably a couple more. There's like Doomsday, which is an hour. So I've done a lot of productions.
Absolutely.
It's like I have nothing better to do or something, you know? I'm just wasting my life. I could be out eating McDonald's and fucking people in the streets and I don't
having shootouts with cops and all that.
Yeah.
Getting in high-speed car chases.
Yeah, that'd be even more fun, I think. Especially
and
with my life on
the line. And shooting
at
the cops at the same, you know, you got to shoot out the back as you're in a high-speed car
chase.
Well,
as soon as you shoot at the cop, you're dead.
Right.
You're not getting
then the helicopters and the FBI cars, black cars with the blue sirens, like in what is it, Grand Theft Auto? You know, when you piss off the cops, you kill too many of them. Then the FBI comes and they start, you know, like jumping cars into you to kill you and stuff.
Yeah.
They start kamikazing
like,
into you.
Do you remember that guy with the
die.
Tank? Do you remember the guy with the tank in,
yeah, yeah.
I don't know what town it was.
I think it was in California, right?
Yeah, he had a shed or
whatever. The place.
Yeah, he destroyed the town.
No, I think he went into an army place. He was a tank driver, I guess, maybe in the Vietnam era or a little after. So he had, you know, vast knowledge how to drive a tank, and I think he just, like, broke into an army base and stole one.
Right.
I think, or he might have had one. There was another guy that played it up. Did you ever see he played it up a bulldozer? You know, like a caterpillar?
Yeah.
And he put like cold steel plates and, you know, the same thing, gun shootout with everybody. And,
yeah,
you know,
I'm not
people's houses
guessing that's a good idea. I'm just saying that people have done
well,
this.
That's somebody that's gone to the extreme, you know.
Yeah, they've had it up to here with.
Yeah, they definitely had enough.
You know. Yeah.
And made a statement.
Yeah, it's like all shit can break, all hell can break loose.
Absolutely.
It does happen. So, yeah, we're having a nice, soft, easygoing chemtrail day. I'm looking out at the sweeps of chemtrail shit sweeping across the sky.
Mm-hmm.
But behind that, there's like a nice baby blue haze of chemtrail shit. And then behind that is the actual atmosphere in the universe.
Right.
Anyway, it's pretty sunny, though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's hazy sunny here, too. You know, all chemtrail-y sunny. Which is the new sunny, I guess.
Yeah. Are you talking about the old sun, son? No, Dad, I'm talking about the new chemtrail sun, Dad.
I've never seen a clear blue sky with just perfect clouds in it. There have always been white streaks across the sky, Dad.
Son, when I was
no
young, I ran 25 miles to the church or to the school.
Yeah, uphill
in winter,
both ways.
In my muckalucks. I don't know, anyway.
Muckalucks. Uphill
so,
both ways.
So the kids of today are like, chemtrails, what are they? Eh, whatever. Fucking idiots.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's all you need is like a young teenager or a kid saying that you're fucking crazy because they never knew what happened before. And
right.
They know better.
And they got all the information and the whole planet at their fingertips and they don't even look it up to see if what you're saying is true or not.
Yeah, but
just automatically judge.
The information online has been tainted too. I mean, if you look up clear blue sky, I bet you a picture of a chemtrail will come up. And
well,
Volkswagen, I
have
am them.
Disagree with that. If you do enough research and cross-referencing, you're able to determine the truth, regardless. You
well,
know.
Eventually,
just a matter
Google
of
will
how
down.
How much
Google
undertaking
will pull down all the fucking pictures of the clear blue skies. You won't see any more of them. They're editing all the movies to put in chemtrails. Did you know that?
No, I didn't hear about that. I knew there were chemtrails in movies already, but I didn't know they were adding into old movies.
Yeah, that's fucking fucked up shit, man.
I hear you.
Even in Gone with the Wind. No, just kidding.
No.
But that would be funny.
You should dig. There you go. There's a meme. Take old movie, you know, like King Kong.
An old movie
poster with
chemtrails in it.
Yeah.
Good idea.
There you go.
If I had a secretary,
get to work,
I could say, hey
you
Wendy.
Dictated to and brought you cups of coffee?
I would do the coffee stuff, but I should deal with the finances and the, and I would just, I would be like, take note. Take it out, Wendy.
Jotting down the meme ideas.
Johnny meme number 56. chemtrails and old movie posts. That is
go.
A good idea. I'm too lazy to write it down. I could right now.
You'll remember it. I'll make you remember.
No, I'm writing
it
down. Chemtrail. This pen doesn't work. See all the shit I have to deal with.
It's unbelievable.
Chemtrail movie poster. We should. Actually, I could take like an old movie poster that is like.
Or just seeing, you know, they have, like in Google Images, they have, you know, like just movie stills, you know, scenes from movies.
And give it that old movie poster look with the text and shit. And,
right, and just fucking blast chemtrails across the sky.
Like, make movie posters with changed titles that reflect the
chemtrail
abuse.
Yeah.
Well, like Gone with the Chemtrail.
Yeah.
So, I should be at the beach today, man. I really should. It's so nice out.
Yeah.
I mean, I went swimming once this summer, and that's just not enough. I'm happy in my air-conditioned little box, though.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Joker, it says 808 on the milestone. I wonder why it says 808.
What is that on?
On the Joker in a bicycle deck of cards. You know, okay. The bicycle cards. The Joker
right, playing cards.
Is on a bike. He's riding past a milestone that says 808 on it. Did you never notice that?
No.
Oh, well. Anyway.
Google it. Sure it has a...
Well, here's the thing.
Google it, goddammit.
Shit. You got to ask yourself.
You don't always get the truth.
First. Exactly. Right. You got to ask yourself first and then cross-reference what's out there. If I say an apple's got dihydrogen oxide in it, you'll be like telling people, oh, yeah, there's this chemical in apples. It's called dihydrogen oxide. And then people will be like, oh, really? And they'll start talking about it. Like, have you heard of this new dihydrogen oxide in apples? And people will be like, just completely not realizing they're talking about water. And it's in everything, mostly everything we eat, that at least we're made of it, and so on. I think someone was making a joke of this by doing a survey and going around to people saying, should we take dihydrogen oxide out of the water? And people were like, yeah, that's a good idea. You know, like, we don't need bad chemicals in our water and shit. They don't even know what they're talking about. So that's the point. It's like, I would ask myself what something is before I ask someone else. Because as soon as you ask somebody else, you're getting the information that's convoluted told to you, which was given to them convoluted, which
by
was told
their controllers.
To them. Yeah. It's
control.
Like, yeah, man, it's fucking crazy.
It's what they're into. Control.
It's you know that game when you're a kid? Like the game when you're a kid, it's the telephone game. You're at camp, you know, you're in your little outfit and you got your feather on your head and you just went swimming or whatever and you're just sitting around in a circle and the counselor says, you're eating pizza outside and the counselor's like, okay, we're going to play a game. Little Johnny, I'm going to tell you something and you're going to tell it to the next kid over and the next kid's going to tell it to the next kid and so on, all the way around the circle, and when it comes back, we're going to see what it's what you guys think it says. So they say, Little Johnny likes pizza, and that's all they say, eh? And it goes around and it comes back and it's like something funny ran to whatever, you know, like it's a convoluted message because when there is no strict communication in place, the information gets convoluted. That's the point of all this.
Right.
So if we want to be effective at communication, we have to exercise a strict sort of way of communicating. This is what I learned from the military. You know, if you're taking Morse down from a sinking ship, and says, you know, we just took a shit, or, you know, like, instead of ship, then, you know, all hell can break loose. You got to be exact. And in this world of, like, we're under attack by bad guys, we need to pull up our bootstrings and get it right, you know?
Right.
Every time, every fucking time. Mm-hmm. That's my little message for the day.
Oh, yeah.
There goes my computer again.
Man. Wigging out on you.
Fuck. I think I'm going to release it in 3 parts.
Yeah, there you go. Break it up.
Yeah. Even though, well, see, it's 2 hours I put together.
Mm-hmm.
And the first one worked okay. I don't know why this one doesn't. So, what are you up to, John?
Not much, man. Just hanging out.
You know.
Gonna go out in a little while, hit the stores and stuff.
Mhm. I'll be working on this. I might talk to Terrible Tim in a bit. Find out how his show went last night.
I watched some of it.
Was it good?
Yeah.
Who did he have on?
The only thing I didn't. Was that guy? I forget their names. The guys from the conspiracy, from doing the shootings. That guy that I told you did the 6-hour video.
Yeah, you got him on?
Yeah, he was on there with them on Google Hangouts.
No shit. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah, did a live show.
That's really cool.
And the other guy with the dragon, you never see his face. He's got, like, the dragon picture. Which is the other guy's buddy that does the show. And Tim. And Tim was, you know, getting in there with some good stuff. And they were talking about all kinds of stuff. They were talking about that guy, Dane, whatever his name is, from geoengineeringwatch.org.
.com.
And how Tim, I didn't notice, you know, because I looked to him, you know, for as a good information source about, you know, chemtrails and stuff, geoengineering. Mm-hmm. And it turns out Tim was saying he was meeting with some guy, he was, you know, like interviewed with some guy that, you know, in other words, was like New World Order.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess he's kind of selling out, and there you go again, you know.
My kingdom for a news source,
you know, for a real honest news source, because now he's looks like he's been infiltrated or whatever, you know. Paid off, bought off, you know.
Now start lying.
Right, exactly.
Fuck.
And he was a good guy. He was up in Shasta out there in California. What? Nice.
Would you sell out on me, John? How much would it cost to sell out? A million? 2 million? How about 5 trucks full of pot? Full!
No.
No? Okay, that's good.
No.
Because, you know, after all this is done, you can grow those 5 trucks full and more.
Right, exactly. Think of what you could get out of 1 acre.
Fuck, I would love to have an acre of land and just my little house and just my cat and be at peace. Write a book or something.
Yeah. Yeah, you know,
printing.
Print your own books, right?
Hand write a bunch of copies. That would drive me crazy. I'd be like, fuck, I'm on number 11. Jesus Christ, I'm sick of this.
Well, that's what notepad's for.
Yeah. No, I would never switch. That's the thing. If there's an EMP blast, all our computers are going to be fried. Like, fried.
Yeah.
And then we'll never be able to use them again. Which really sucks. Because if I was in the woods,
you could always post it to, like,
video games.
You could always post things to Facebook, because that always stays in the cloud, you know. The cloud will never die.
That's right.
You know, they'll blow up the whole world with nuclear and, you know, EMPs, and then they'll just hook up the cloud again, and everybody will, you know, be right back. Press the restart button. Like it never happened.
Pardon me, with 500 million people.